Good morning, boys and girls. It's great to see you along, and I'm hoping to see a lot of you next week as well. But I just want to take a little opportunity to speak to you this morning, about not only to speak to the boys and girls, but also to speak to mums and dads and grown-ups as well, because this is a very, very important week we're having this week with the boys and girls. Now, I was thinking during the week, there's something happened in our house, and I wonder, has it happened in your house yet? It's something, boys and girls, that maybe you don't like very well. And maybe it's something that you say, oh no, that couldn't be this time of the year already. And that's whenever you start thinking about a certain institution called school. And mum says, don't you think you're going out to play on Thursday because we're going into town because you have to get a uniform. Isn't that right? You have to get a new uniform. Sometimes you have to get a bigger uniform. And sometimes you have to get a uniform with no holes in it and no stitches in it where they have been repaired. But what happened in our house was not only that, but something also very special. You might look over this one. How many boys or girls are going to get a new lunchbox for going back to school? I'm always interested in my lunch. I know you don't believe that, but I'm always interested in my lunch. Well, there was a new lunchbox got in our house this week, and I began to think of lunches. And I thought, and I thought, and I thought of all the fancy lunches that boys and girls get today in their lunchbox. Well, you see, there's lovely ham, and there's lovely sandwich fillers, and you want to see them. I was out doing a wee bit of shopping, and I seen the shelves, and they were full of lovely, tasty things to put in a sandwich. There's thousands of things to put in a sandwich. But you know, boys and girls, just like I normally do, I began to think, and I thought away back whenever I was just a little boy, and I thought to myself, do you know this? That's not the sort of lunch that I got whenever I went to school. You see, boys and girls, I started to think what sort of things I got whenever there was nothing left in the cupboard, whenever there was no ham, whenever we'd scraped out the bottom of the strawberry jam jar. Guess what I got? And you'll not believe this, boys and girls. I found it on the shelf. They still do it. And I wonder what that is. Wonder what, maybe there's some mums and dads here and they can think back and say to themselves, he's not going to pull out a jar of, well, I am. I got one here. It was only 76p. So that'll tell you. How many boys and girls get this? And now, I know it's hard to see, but I'm going to tell you something. This is chicken spread. And do you know what? Boys and girls, see, whenever you had nothing left, this is what you got. Now, mums and dads and all the clever people in the country will tell you to stay away from processed food. Well, boys and girls, if I was to read the instructions on this chicken spread, it'll put you off your lunch. But you know, I looked at this and I thought, surely they couldn't still be putting chicken spread and sandwich. You see, boys and girls, I had to eat this. Every time I got a sandwich in school, there was chicken spread on it. And you know what? It says since 1750. Do you know, I thought maybe the sell-by date would be up by now. Imagine that wee jar from 1750. That's how long we've been eating chicken spread. Now, you've learned something this morning. But you know, boys and girls, as I thought of my chicken spread and my lunch, you know, I always go back to the Bible, boys and girls, because there's a very, very special lunch in the Bible. And sometimes we overlook that lunch, but it was very, very special. And you know, I thought of the story of the feeding of the 5,000. Do you remember that story? And how the Lord Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and such a great crowd of people came to see what the Lord Jesus was going to do and not only to see what he was going to do, to hear what he was going to say. And there was thousands. You know, the Bible tells us there was 5,000 men, but we already know there was boys and girls there, and I'm sure there was ladies there, so there could have been thousands and thousands of people there. But you know, the Lord Jesus looked all around the crowd, and he said to his disciples, where are we going to buy food for all these people? I'm sure the disciples near fell over. How could we buy food? So they started to look. And do you know, boys and girls, they found a little boy, and he had his lunch. And what was his lunch, boys and girls? 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But you know, that always amazes me, boys and girls. Out of all them thousands and thousands of people, who did they find? They found a simple boy with a simple lunch, an everyday thing. Do you know, boys and girls, that the Lord Jesus took that simple lunch and he did a great thing with it? That simple thing that that boy gave to the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus was able to take that simple thing and do such a great thing with it. Do you know that he fed every single person? And not only that, boys and girls, he was able to get the disciples to take 12 baskets of leftovers. Imagine. I couldn't believe it. Do you know, boys and girls, God can do great things with something very small. And you know, I thought about this little boy, and do you know what he did? That little boy gave to the Lord Jesus all that he had. He didn't hold back a couple of loaves and maybe a fish, thinking to himself, well, I have to get my lunch too. He didn't hold back a couple of things and said, but that's mine. We hear that all the time, boys and girls, don't we? Do you know, boys and girls and mums and dads, that little boy very simply gave all that he had. And it was just a little thing, his little packed lunch. And yet that thing that that little boy gave, God done wondrous things with it. He was able to feed such a great multitude. Do you know, I thought all week this week, I wonder, and I challenged myself with this, I wonder what I have given to the Lord Jesus today. I thought that all week. And that's what I want to leave with you this morning. Mums and dads and boys and girls, what are you going to give to the Lord Jesus today, this week?